Can we start with the positive?
Yeah,
I mean, positive.
I'm getting accused of being the guy that would complain about a BJ. So, I mean, I guess
I saw that too. And
which I have.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know too many men that have had.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody ain't, and I don't mean to get
you,
out of here.
If you ain't
complaining,
you ain't had enough.
We'll get right to it. Yeah, everybody ain't had a five-star
BJ.
Five-star action. Five-star brain. Everybody ain't had that. So, yes, there have been some. You ever run into somebody with some braces? There have been some problems. So, I mean, anyway, let's get back to it here.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, start with the positive because you know,
the secondary, including Kamari Lassiter. Now, I refuse to have this conversation with the secondary as if this is a top-tier wide receiver group in Buffalo. They were missing their best receiver, and their other guys are bigger-bodied guys and ain't running away from nobody. And but the secondary, the cover defenders were super sticky. D'Amico was right. A lot of times when your defense has success, it starts with the rush, and then your secondary kind of benefits from that rush. This was a game where the rush wasn't necessarily where it started. 9 times out of 10, the defensive performance this week started with the secondary. They were sticky icky, and we'll see how big of a deal it is moving forward. But I know Sunday against what I say is the best team that they've played to date in a measuring stick game, the secondary was special. I'll give you another. I'll double you down with positives. Azeez Al-Shaair is the truth. Azeez Al-Shaair. Now, even if he wasn't sick, that performance was special.
He won't have the stats, but he could be up for Defensive Player of the Week. Like, he had that type of performance.
Yeah, I don't know enough about what went on around the league.
Yeah. It's a stat-driven thing, but he was that good.
I mean, he was really, really good. And boys, like I said yesterday, there were some individual plays that were made. Kamari Lassiter had one late in the game. Azeez Al-Shaair had a big one up the middle on that ball up the middle, and it was a touchdown, Ron. If that ball's thrown in stride, and Azeez Azeez doesn't knock that tad bit underthrown football down, then it's six. So that was a big play. There are some individual plays that really stick out that were big time. Will Anderson's pass rush there at the end. I tell you one that I remember, but I don't remember it being as good as it was. Mario Edwards when Josh Allen got flushed to his right, it's when he got hurt late in the game.
Yeah, Mario killed him.
I mean, Mario was rolling, son. I mean, that's a big defensive tackle that's chasing Josh Allen, one of the better athletes at quarterback, and he closed on him quick. That was a big boy play there too. All right, y'all ready to move on?
Sure. What's grinding your gears, pal?
I'm out on Dalton Schultz, man.
Uh oh.
100% out.
Like as a person or just as
all the way? I don't know him as a person. This is nothing personal. I don't know him as a person. Sure, he's a great guy.
Just out as a player.
I'm out. I can't watch it no more, man.
But luckily for you, million. By the way, they brought up Tegan Quatoriano to the roster, so maybe that might help that situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, somebody to get in there that at least wants to hit somebody in there that wants to play the game of football with the least bit of physicality involved.
Oh my
would,
God!
Would be nice. I mean, it's awful. It's embarrassing. I don't know how Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans, I don't know how they watch this film and continue to let him trot out there and continue to play a bulk of the snaps at the tight end position.
I mean, look, just answered this one also, but
I mean, everybody can give me the whole, hey, he's $12 million a year. Hey, he's a leader on the team. Hey, he's a veteran. He's a guy that they're going to really, hey man, you watch that tape. It is embarrassing. And there is a lack of, whether it's at the point of contact and the lack of physicality, the lack of want to, the willingness to just quit on plays, even if it's at the point of attack, it's blatantly obvious. But if you watch him, the backside of a run or the backside of a screen, like he will run within an arm length's distance of three or four defenders and not touch one of them. Like, not even the thought of, you know how you play teams sometimes, and this is what really shakes me up about the Texans inability to run the football. You know, you play some. Buffalo's is typically one of them, but Baltimore, all the better run teams in the league. Like, they may, Ron, they may give you 60, 70 yards for the first three quarters. But in the fourth quarter, they're going to go for 100 because they done leaned on you and they done, and you're tired of getting hit. You're tired of all the physical. So you now the damn bust, and you just kind of like Baltimore did last year to the Texans. And then late in that third quarter, they just steamrolled them, right? Yeah. I mean, that approach, like, that's football. That at the core of the game, that is football.
Happened with Derrick Henry this weekend with the Bengals. They had held him.
And then
bam, he had two big runs.
That's it, and he ends up with a huge day, right? Like, the game, at the very root of the game of football, and every player, it should be, especially at this level, like, there's a level of physicality. Like, every snap I'm out there, even if I'm backside, I'm gonna make somebody work backside. You're not gonna get to take a play off because we're backside, and I'm gonna hit you, and I'm gonna move my feet. I'm gonna somehow disrupt you. This dude just takes plays off. I mean, just it is.
What happened in the Colts game?
It has to be allowed.
What happened in the Colts game? Because everything you're saying, they wore on them, they leaned on them. We came back and said, looks like a different person this year.
Look, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There's two or three snaps that I've seen so far because I had to go back and rewatch it, just kind of keeping out once I noticed it, I went back. So there's three or four snaps. Like, if he gets out there and somebody's just standing there like a blocking dummy and just lets him get right up in their chest and he's like got him squared up, he'll do it. He'll hold on to that now. He'll work.
It'll work but, on a
but,
blocking
but if that guy gets across his face, it's quit and look at the sideline like, Coach, what happened? I mean, it's just it is, and there's more of those. Like if there's something going up in the line of scrimmage, like up in the line of scrimmage, and there's a linebacker that's screaming downhill, and it's his guy, just eat it. I mean, he just eats it. Like there's no physicality. Like he's very rarely, if ever, is he trying to deliver a blow. And so when it doesn't happen, like when it's not just, okay, here's my chest, come and get me, he's either going to get bucked or he's going to let it go. I mean, it is as bad as I've seen. I mean, it's painful to watch knowing that they spent $12 million a year on him.
Mm.
I mean, you said, I'm going to tell you what it looks like.
Especially if they're going to run and they're going to be so dependent on their tight ends to help in the run game like that. Like for they spent $12 million on him, and Clint, I mean, it seems like this is more of what they're having him block, you know, run block. I'm not saying it's not his job, but I'm saying the $12 million you spent on him coming off of what he did last year was him in the passing game. But it seems like he's been put more in situations where he's blocking defensive ends against the Vikings. He was doing it again against Buffalo.